Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. With the controversy surrounding the Georgia election law continuing to boil, the Associated Press ran an NORC national political survey to test adult Americans' predispositions about the discussed voting changes. The results were mixed. While 52% favored offering no-excuse absentee ballots, and 60% support automatic voter registration, only 43% believe everyone should be sent an absentee ballot before the election, and a whopping 72% favor proof of identification to vote. Therefore, while more people favor easier access to the polls, the vast majority continues to approve of verifying the vote. A new poll testing Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski's political strength was fielded in late March. While the Signal Research firm's poll finds the senator actually doing quite badly, a change in Alaska's voting procedures could well save her political skin in the next election. Signal found that Senator Murkowski would trail her only credible announced opponent, Republican former state administration director Kelly Shibaka. The poll also tested 2020 Democratic Senate nominee Al Gross, an American Independent Party candidate and a minor Democrat. Reporting the ballot test results, Ms. Shibaka held a 34-19% lead over Senator Murkowski, who only topped Democrat Gross by a single percentage point. Dr. Gross has not indicated that he is going to run in 2022, but the firm tested his name as a well-known Democrat. The minor candidates finished with 6 and 3% support. In the 2020 elections, Alaska voters barely adopted a new voting proposal that creates a first-in-the-nation top four primary system. This is a boon to Senator Murkowski, as it insulates her from a partisan Republican primary. According to the Signal poll, her approval rating among the members of her own party is only 10% favorable and an incredible 87% unfavorable. Much of this has to do with her supporting President Trump's second impeachment. Under the top four system, Ms. Shibaka, Senator Murkowski, Dr. Gross, and the independent candidate would all advance into the general election. Therefore, Senator Murkowski is virtually guaranteed a general election ballot position, which changes the entire 2022 Alaska political picture. The U.S. House lost another of its members during the week, the third since the year began. Veteran South Florida Democratic Congressman Alcee Hastings passed away at the age of 84 after enduring a long fight with pancreatic cancer. He was first elected to the House in 1992, and his 28-plus years of service made him the dean of the Florida congressional delegation. He was also the vice chairman of the House Rules Committee. Representative Hastings was first a federal judge, but financial impropriety led Congress to impeach him in 1989. He then entered elective politics with an unsuccessful run for Secretary of State in 1990, prior to winning an open congressional seat in the region that lies between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Therefore, three short years after Congress impeached him, Mr. Hastings became a member of the very body that voted to remove him from the bench. Governor Ron DeSantis will call a special election to fill the vacancy. Three other vacant Democratic seats are already in special election cycles, as well as one Texas Republican district. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.